This is the PropTech VC Podcast. We give you unique insights into how innovative technologies are disrupting real estate. We interview top entrepreneurs, investors, and knowledgeable experts to share the inside scoop in this fast-moving industry. It's hosted by leading PropTech VC, Zane Jaffer. Let's dive into today's content.
You guys did a phenomenal job with signing up pre-orders. Let's walk through that. How did you firstly decide to go out there and solicit customers and put it out there when you didn't have the funds necessary to meet that demand? How do you balance that out as an entrepreneur?
Yeah, you know, I never expected the interest to be this huge. Basically, we went with our casita units to the builder show at the beginning of this year, and we said, all right, well, we're at the show, we'll see if we can pre-sell some. And it went really well. And then I thought, all right, this is good. Let's try it on the website. And really, it was just an effort on my part to prove demand to the investors. So that, you know, when I go to people and say, look, we have this cool thing, they're like, all right, well, have you sold any? And if not, does anyone even want to buy them? So now I'm saying, guess what? Thousands and thousands of people want to buy them. And, you know, more are rolling in every day. So, you know, it's a tricky thing because on one hand, I don't want to take, you know, a lot of money from people. That's why it's only a $200 to $1,000 commitment before we're ready to actually provide the product. And I want to keep everyone happy. So, you know, we've been trying to be make it very clear on the website. We're actually updating the website a little bit, make it very clear to everyone, you know, what stage we're at. We ask them all to read the frequently asked questions before they actually commit to this. But really, people are just so excited. They just want to kind of like help the cause a little bit. So they're just like ready to put in their credit card info, it seems.
Yeah, it reminds me a lot, although very different businesses, the company that I started, Bungle, we didn't have a product yet. What we did have, though, were paying customers. We'll give you X dollars if you build this product. Theoretically speaking, we'll spend $50,000 with you, or we'll spend $200,000 with you on advertising if you can build this product. Very scary as an entrepreneur because it was way too successful. I literally found going into meetings and say, you know, if we philosophically like, you know, had this product, would you be willing to spend money? They're like, yeah, we want it tomorrow, or not tomorrow, we want it yesterday, right? And I'd like, okay, theoretically speaking, if we could give you 1,000 installs, would you pay us a dollar? They'd be like, hey, if you gave me 10,000 installs, I'd give you $2 even. I'm like, wow, can I write that down? Have one meeting, walk out with a $20,000, you know, pre-order, then go to another meeting, and next thing you know, I've got 50,000, 100,000. That's when you realize, all right, there's no question that there is demand. And it changes the investor conversation completely. When you go in and you say, it doesn't matter what you think as an investor. Customers are the only source of truth. They're paying for this product. We need the money to build this product. The biggest risk for an investor, of course, is you've got this great idea, big vision. Now there's a lot of risk in building it and hoping that this is what the consumer wants or the customer wants. So you've nailed it there. Now, the question I'm going to pose to you is, what advice do you have for any entrepreneurs out there, especially in prop tech, who are at the stage where they're thinking, how do I prove demand? How do they think about orchestrating something like you did?
Yeah, I think the key to our success early on was finding, you know, these lists of people that are groups of people where a high percentage of them are likely interested in your stuff. So, you know, the first way we started that obviously was at the builder show, where everyone there is a builder and they get it and they're interested in building. So obviously a lot of them would be interested in this. Then the next thing I did was I went on YouTube, looked up YouTubers who have channels for unrelated stuff. And this nice girl, Christina Smallhorn, put me on her channel originally. And that was what kind of got us started with this social media blitz of going viral that we've had. You know, she has a channel about alternative housing and manufactured housing and tiny homes. And so her audience, of course, loves something like this. And, you know, then it kind of spread and more people who are interested learned about it, and it just spread organically. And before you know it, we had like a TikTok, someone posted a TikTok video, and we have 20 million views on it, and things are just blowing up. So It's been pretty cool. And it's been a real quick learning curve, because actually at first I was focusing on chasing down traditional media, like, you know, the news. But the results were never great. And then I realized social media, how incredibly powerful it is. And it's been like an amazing game changer for this whole process.